Item number 24, from the Milwaukee County Comptroller, submitting the third quarter report on the 2013 fiscal status of Milwaukee County. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Oh, I have it. You have to sit there.
Okay. Our department is responsible for putting together the fiscal analysis. Molly Paul takes the information that we receive from the departments. This is Molly Paul here. She takes the information that we receive from departments on a quarterly basis, summarizes that information, and then we put an explanation of the larger surpluses and deficits as an attachment B to this report here. The county is still, as of the previous report, I think we were at about a $6.6 million or $6.2 million, and we're still at a $6.2 million surplus. That was as of October. We will update it from there. One of the things, a nice summary of these items is Attachment A, which gives you the comparison between the two periods, and that's on page 4 of this document. Shows you the increases and the decreases. Not too much of a change down in the individual items. Sheriff's Office, that deficit increased. The Behavioral Health Division, a very slight increase to their deficit. Department of Family Care, and this is one of the items we were talking about earlier, an increase in the amount of the surplus they're projecting, but that would go into their excess reserves. An increase in the surplus for Family Care, Zoo, an increase in their deficit. One of the things that I wanted to talk about was transit, and we talk about it in the attachment. You can see that they went from a projected surplus of $800,000 to $1.9 million. The thing that I wanted to mention there is that in the report that we have in here, we talk about in the beginning that their overall projection of a surplus increased up to about $6.2 million. However, they're going to be offsetting some of their federal revenues, about $4.3 million of that, to future years to use that to offset things in future years. But I wanted to let you know that their current projection is about a $6.2 million surplus. And that is, let's see, fixed transit operations is a surplus of $3.1 million, and paratransit surpluses is also expected to be $3.1 million. That's the total of $6.2, but they're going to be deferring some of their federal revenues off to the future. I wanted to make sure that you understood that piece there. The other thing that we became aware of after this report, and I'll be trying to get you something in the next couple of weeks, we received our settlement from Frederick Hospital for the previous year, and that amount came in at, it was slightly over $10 million. And I think our budget for that was about $6.3 million, I think, for that. For that dollar amount there. And so that was very positive. One of the things that they did offset regarding that is they did a $1.5 million offset to that for the cost of the grave burial. I had set aside $2 million in the previous year, so total costs are anticipated to be about $2.2 million versus the $2 million I set aside. So we'll still be able to maintain most of that 10. We'll include that in our update of our report, but that would increase the surplus that we're projecting here. So I wanted to let you know that settlement has come in.
I move to receive and place on file.
Okay, we have a motion to receive this report and place it on file. Are there any questions or comments for Mr. Mansky? If not, would you take the roll on the motion?
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file prevails.